This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast here with Seth Payne. And Seth, I got to tell you, man, it is way too early in the baseball season for me. It's just for me personally to be scouting around the league, to be scouting around Major League Baseball for who potential trade candidates and trade targets might be for the Astros. Like, I anticipate that they will be among the buyers at the trade deadline. I have no reason to believe that they wouldn't. They're in contention for their division and certainly playing like a team that is either the best team or certainly feels like they could be the best team in their division. So no reason why they wouldn't be buyers. But it's just so early in the season and at a point where I'm just not in a space of wanting to even investigate that. Who's available? Who makes sense? Who is this year's version of Yusei Kikuchi for the Houston Astros? But make no mistake about it, man, this is something that we're going to have to be talking about, something that we're going to have to be thinking about, and something that we're going to have to look forward to, because the Astros, even though they won yesterday, and even though Lance McCullers looked really good for the most part in his start yesterday, the news of Ronel Blanco missing the rest of the season with Tommy John surgery, the second starting pitcher to go down with Tommy John this year, and back-to-back years where you've got two starters go down with Tommy John, and that's, oh, by the way, in addition to Spencer Arrighetti's injury, it is very clear now that the Astros, who, by the way, again, the strength of the team is the pitching. The strength of the team is what you've gotten so far from this rotation, and obviously the bullpen has been one of the better ones in baseball. They're going to have to go out there and address this issue at the deadline or ahead of the deadline because they can't afford not to at this point.
Yeah, there was a poll on MLB.com. They polled executives on the top deadline trade targets. And the one that it might be a surprise to people is Sandy Alcantara, the pitcher from the Marlins, who currently rocks an 8.42 ERA, but won the Cy Young in 2022, had Tommy John last year, and that would be one of the most harrowing and nerve-wracking ones, because I think people trust that he's going to get back to his old self, but when? And over the course of the next few weeks, maybe that becomes... I would be surprised if the Astros shot that high. He makes $17 million a year. He's got a couple years of control left. But that's the guy that's most targeted. Framber Valdez's name came up. There was one vote for Framber Valdez. Out of the 19 votes, Framber got one as the guy to watch for being traded. I don't think there's... Unless the Astros fall off a cliff in the next month, I don't think the in-season trade of Framber is going to be a thing.
Yeah, that's the awkward part, is because the in-season trade of Framber actually makes total sense. It makes complete sense, except for the fact that you're trying to win now, right? Like, I don't think anyone believes that Framber's going to be here past free agency, or that they're going to work out a deal with him. I'd be surprised if they did, so it would make sense for them to get as much for him as they can. But it also makes plenty of sense to utilize this window, whatever it is, while it's still open. You mentioned Alcantara. Like, I think that's an interesting name, because similar to Lance McCullers, like somebody who the further away that he gets from injury and the further away that he gets from surgery, he's the guy who still has the swing and miss type of stuff that teams covet, and that is obviously dangerous for a pitcher or for an opposing hitter to face. And so that's somebody that I would definitely be interested in. It's just a matter of, man, how do the Astros keep doing this? How can they keep sort of pulling this thing off where they go out and not just get somebody that can help, but get a quality guy like that? Like, they go and get Kikuchi last year, who's a back of the end rotation guy who turned out to be much better than that for them last year, much better than I think they thought. This would be shooting even higher than that. And I just wonder how many times can they pull this off year to year, where they've got, again, a gluttonous amount of pitching seemingly, but not really, because everybody's injured, everybody's hurt. You know, it's a tough thing to balance and try to figure out.
Well, and it makes it tougher too when you're trying to balance out the roster and everything, and you're looking at this lineup where Victor Caratini is your only lefty. Jordan's going to come back at some point, but if you want to add a lefty, like, it's dicier to bring Jacob Melton up from the minors because of all the various pitchers that you're using options up on, bringing them up and down. That part of it, like, that's, I feel like that is going to be addressed or needs to be addressed. There's one thing in the regular season when you face team after team that just decides not to even play their left-handed pitchers, and you can get away with it and it doesn't necessarily hurt you as much. But when you get into the playoffs, some of those matchups become more extreme, and some of the disadvantages of not having enough lefties in the lineup. And maybe if Victor Caratini doesn't continue on this tear that he's on right now, I think Jacob Melton might end up being the most likely remedy to that, but it also goes hand in hand with getting your pitchers figured out at some point.
Yeah. So let me ask you, how much confidence do you have in their current situation and at least getting them by until we reach the deadline? Like, I feel like Ryan Gusto and Colton Gordon, fellas, like, this is not just some novelty or just some kind of cute story now. We need y'all, and it's like it's got to work, and it's got to work fast. Like, what's your level of confidence based off of the limited sample size of what you've seen from those guys so far that can kind of get them by and keep the pitching staff being the strength of this team as it has been? Because, again, I don't need to remind anybody, this is not your uncle's or your big brother's Astros that used to mash the way that they have in the past. It's one that relies on pitching and really scrappy victories like they got yesterday.
How much can I rely on them guys?
Well, I just mean the confidence level. Like, Colton Gordon, for example, somebody who I feel pretty decent about, but I don't know how long can I thread that needle. You know, like, how long can I rely on that to actually be something that is viable?
That's what we just don't know. Is Colton Gordon going to end up being like Spencer Arrighetti, or is he going to be more like JP France?
Yeah.
If he ends up being like Spencer Arrighetti, then I'll feel better and better. I guess the question would be, what's the likelihood that either Ryan Gusto or Colton Gordon, just one of them, can one of those guys be a guy that you feel really good about? Or just, if that's my fourth starter in the playoffs, we can get by with that.
That's what I'm getting at.
The Astros have a really good track record of this, but both of those guys are still, you're going to get nervous when you enter the postseason because it's a whole different scenario. Maybe I'm too cocky on behalf of the Astros, but I just feel like at the very least, one of those guys is going to turn into somebody that you feel viable about. Like that they, okay, you can go 5 or 6 innings, and as long as our bullpen is healthy, we're going to be all right.
Yeah. Speaking of Astros cockiness, man, this is just, yesterday for me, Seth, was really just a humbling as Astros fan. As Astros fan who is used to having multiple options. Even as you see these guys go down year to year, and we talk about it all the time, like what is the Astros issue here with always having pitchers go down? But again, and I mentioned this earlier in the show, man, if you had told me to start the season that by the end of May, you'll get a 12 strikeout game for Lance McCullers. He won't get the win, but the Astros will get the win, and he'll strike out 12. I'm going to assume, oh, they must be in their 6-man rotation. Oh, they must be, Lance must be their 5th starter because one guy is down. I can even remember earlier in the year, Seth, when Lance was just coming back, the conversation of, hey, is this somebody that you stick in the bullpen? Is that going to be, and they've been having those conversations about Lance for a long time, ever since he's been getting injured. But like, is he a better option for you in the bullpen? No, not only is he not a better option for you in the bullpen, damn it, he's your 3rd best starter and really kind of like helping you hold on to this thing by a thread, holding on to this thing by a thread. It's just it's a wild place to jump to from, you know, the afternoon show called The Drive calls him, you have called him Luxury Lance for years now. He ain't no luxury no more, man. He's a necessity 100% now, and you feel decent based off of what you've seen from him in the last 2 starts, and specifically yesterday, feel decent about that. It's just the rest of it that you're trying to piece together and figure out how do you keep that thing together.
That's where I tried to remind myself during yesterday's game that, okay, you know, no matter what the end result here is, there's some really, really good stuff going on. 12 strikeouts, obviously. There's some really good stuff going on. But he did allow multiple extra base hits. And that, all right, one way or the other, this easily, if he just doesn't let up a couple of those hits, it looks like a dominating performance. But he also could have easily let up another couple extra base hits, or maybe some of them would have gone for home runs. So he's still in kind of a precarious position, but it's been trending so much in the right direction. And because he does rely so much on movement more so than velocity, or at least he can't rely on velocity the way he used to, I trust that the movement's going to continue to get refined and more consistent. I feel good about it. I'm just going to be nervous all season long about the potential injury. He got that mound visit early in the game yesterday, and were you not thinking like, oh crap, is this an injury thing?
Yeah.
Is this something? Was this a look he gave the dugout? Or is it just simply a conversation? Turned out it was simply a conversation. But like, that's not going to leave at any point this season. We're always going to be a little bit uncomfortable with Lance, even if he starts pitching on a Cy Young pace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, I mean, you got to hold your breath every time. I feel like that's just the natural, even if visceral, reaction to a mound visit with Lance, man. I mean, we've just got the history there that I think allows for that. This was from Chandler Rome in The Athletic yesterday and talking about, you know, of course, the Astros are in a position to where they're going to need help. And he even just, like, straight up says in his lead, like, they're going to look to fortify this at the trade deadline, point blank. I feel like that's the first that we've heard rumblings of, you know, they're going to be sellers or they're going to be buyers and they're going to be looking at fortifying the rotation. But this was, to me, the most definitive type of statement that I've seen from media on this matter. And maybe even it even goes without saying, given the situation. But he points out that team officials are somewhat optimistic that Christian Javier, Luis Garcia, or JP France, not and, but or JP France could supply depth after the All-Star break, but all three are recovering from substantial injuries. JP France, I know you mentioned him earlier, but that's another one that's just kind of forgotten. Like, I feel like the way to piece this thing together, if you're not going to be a big buyer at the deadline, is hoping the best out of the Gusto and Colton Gordon combination. Like, one of those two guys emerges, and then out of these three guys whose arm is hanging by a thread,
yeah,
Christian Javier, Luis Garcia, or JP France, one of those guys can be the fifth guy, and oh, look, we've duct taped our way back to having a decent rotation.
You paint an image of almost this is a team of a few starting pitchers, a bunch of long relievers, and a really good bullpen. I don't want the potential for long relief out of Christian Javier or any of those other guys to supersede the fact that, oh wait, you do have a really, really good bullpen. And if Spencer Arrighetti's the biggest wild card in all of that, because if Arrighetti comes back and pitches at his ceiling, or at least like it looks like we get the best version of Spencer Arrighetti, then you got 1, 2, 3 guys that you feel reasonably comfortable with their health status. I'm not going to be worried about them. Lance McCullers is a bonus if he can stay healthy and he continues to build on what he's been building on. Then that leaves a lot of room for exactly how you can use Luis Garcia or Christian Javier or Ryan Gusto or anybody else in a playoff four-man, where it's a four-man rotation plus whatever configuration you want to use when you need a fifth guy. Arrighetti being healthy and productive and effective, it makes everything a lot easier. And he seems like the one that it should be simplest, because it's just a broken bone. The problem is it's a broken bone for a throwing athlete, and that's always a lot dicier.
Yeah, man, it's definitely a lot dicier. And then we talked about greed, and you mentioned Jacob Melton earlier. The greedy part of me is just like, okay, if you've got needs at the trade deadline, it sucks that pitching would be one for all of the talent that they have there in that, you know, in that specific space, but everybody is hurt. Like, I'd much rather be looking ahead at the deadline. If I'm going to look way too early at the trade deadline, to be talking way much more about balancing this lineup a lot more with the left-handed bat. Like, and that's what it seems like they could really use. But, oh, part of the reason why that's not the way it's supposed to look is because Yordan Alvarez has missed 20-plus games, and that's supposed to be your left-handed bat. Like, it's a lineup that lacks balance that could use it, and you would like for that to be the thing that your primary trade priority is focused on, but I don't think it can necessarily be that, because they are going to need the pitching help.
I keep saying Spencer Arrighetti has a broken hand when it's a broken thumb.
It's a broken thumb.
But I feel
but the thumb is on the hand.
I know. That's where I'm always torn. I kind of look at, in my brain, I look at your, if you say, hey, is that a hand? Yeah, you're looking at the palm and all the fingers and everything. I'm just going to keep saying hand. You guys know it's his thumb.
Hand, thumb, all of that. The Astros got problems, and we hope that they are going to be proactive in fixing those problems with the rotation.
It's not elbow inflammation.
Yeah, and
all right?
Hey, look, there's that. Have you heard the good news? It's not elbow inflammation. Yeah. At least the dude should be back at some point. He's Seth Payne. I am Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast. And coming up next, I need the Texans to come up with a Joe Mixon plan. I need that desperately. We will talk about it next right here on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.